You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. You may remember back in April, President Bush talked about meeting his old friend, Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
As we can continue progress to find common ground to make the world more peaceful, both of us want to seize the moment and lead.
As of this week, however, it appears that what Vladimir Putin wants to seize is the reins of power in Moscow for the foreseeable future. The Russian parliament is expected, actually has passed a preliminary measure that could allow Vladimir Putin to return to office and serve another term as president of Russia. We're assembling America's briefing book live on the air over the next 2 months, and you can certainly go on for hours about Russia and its importance to the new president. And joining us now is Stephen Eek, Russian affairs analyst for our partner, the BBC World Service. He joins us from London. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. These are very interesting constitutional changes that have been passed in their first reading by the Russian parliament today. They're actually the biggest constitutional changes in Russia since 1993, when the current constitution was adopted. And the essential thing they do is to extend the presidential term for the next president from 4 to 6 years and to increase the term for which a Russian parliament is elected from 4 to 5 years. It also introduces the requirement for the Russian government to give an annual report on its progress and its performance to the Russian parliament. At the moment, the Russian government only reports directly to the president. Now, there are two entirely different ways of looking at the impact of these measures. The defenders, the people around Mr. Medvedev and the former president, Vladimir Putin, they say they're designed to streamline Russian politics, to break the way that parliamentary and presidential electoral campaigns currently run almost simultaneously, which they say just completely throws the public and means that real politics can't be done for about a year every 4 years. The opponents of the measures say yet more initiatives aimed at shoring up long-term support for two individuals, for Dmitry Medvedev and Vladimir Putin, further deepening and reinforcing authoritarianism in Russia and making a mockery of democracy.
Although, Stephen, it should be said that electorally, continuity in the Russian government is a popular notion in Russia, even if Putin staying on for a decade is more controversial.
That's very true. The two key words that characterized the presidential campaign when Dmitry Medvedev was elected effectively as Vladimir Putin's successor, chosen successor, were continuity and stability. It is also true that the liberal opposition parties are wholly marginalized, not just in the political scene, but also in everyday life. There really isn't a great deal at the moment of opposition, true opposition to the course that's been set by the president and the government that he's appointed. People are generally satisfied with what's happening in the country. The approval ratings for Mr. Medvedev and Prime Minister Putin are extremely high. It's the stuff that George W. Bush could only dream of, high ratings in the 80s.
Stephen, given the lightning speed by which the Constitution was changed, I've read some reports that have predicted perhaps early elections would be called.
There is intense speculation that these measures, they've been adopted in the first reading today. They go forward to a second and a third reading, then they have to be signed off by the president into law. There seems to be no doubt whatsoever that that will actually happen. But there is intense speculation that this opens the way to an early return to power for Vladimir Putin. Now, generally, I don't think we have any reason to distrust what Mr. Medvedev and Prime Minister Putin say publicly. And what they're insisting is these measures aren't built around any one individual or any two individuals, contrary to what the opponents of the measures adopted today actually insist they're intended to do. But Mr. Medvedev makes clear in his public pronouncements that he intends to serve out a full presidential term, which of course currently is 4 years, and then the scope will be open to both him and other candidates in 3.5 years' time.
Although let's say that this does definitely favor the ruling party, Putin's party, even if the names might change a little bit. Before we go, I want to ask you about three issues that are really important for the incoming president. If we could just quickly roll through them, Stephen. Number one, is the decline of energy prices around the world, is the impact of that Russia and Putin and Medvedev no longer have this natural gas weapon to hold over Western Europe and Eastern Europe?
They still have the natural gas weapon because of the scale of dependency in Europe. There are already European countries that are totally dependent 100% on Russian gas, but across the continent, dependency is growing, including in Britain. As far as the lowering of the price for oil and gas is concerned, yes, that's serious. Already predictions and forecasts from the government that some of its social programs from January next year will actually have to be cut.
So there may be more dependency, but the Russians are hesitant to use the weapon because they need the cash more than ever. Secondly, let's talk about the missiles, this missile standoff that the Russians have immediately put on the table for the new president, Barack Obama. Is it possible that Putin and Medvedev have overplayed their hand here?
Well, they seem to be genuine in the offer that they've put on the table, which was in black and white. If the Americans decide not to put the missile defense shield in the Czech Republic and Poland, we will not sight short-range missiles in Kaliningrad in Western Russia. They say that they are hopeful that the forthcoming administration will actually revisit and review its the decision of the Bush administration to locate the missile defense shield. But it's in black and white. The Russians won't do it if the Americans don't.
And if the Americans call the bluff, it could be an interesting sort of beginning moment for the Obama administration's relationship with Moscow. As usual, Stephen Eek, thanks so much for being a part of the program. Stephen Eek is VBC Russian Affairs Analyst for the BBC World Service. He joined us from London.